Date is February 23rd, 2025. Hello, and welcome to the podcast Enough, the People's Perspective on the Current Political State of the United States of America. Volume 6 is entitled, Just Leave It to the States. Currently, our nation's leaders are telling us that the very system that they have all benefited from and become wealthy off of is broken. Did you get that? The same system that made them wealthy is all of a sudden broken beyond repair and needs to be revamped and re-envisioned by DOGE. Our nation's leaders are telling us that government is too big and that there should be less government in our lives. But what they are really saying is that they want less government supervision. For me, the question now becomes, why do government officials want less government oversight? For me, the intentions of the current leadership of the United States of America remains to be seen. Many of our nation's leaders have stood mute while others are just flabbergasted at how DOGE has been allowed to act and dismantle the very foundation of the United States government in search of tax cuts once again for the wealthy. Our nation's leaders are also telling us that the states can take care of themselves and that the federal government is overreaching on many issues. Additionally, our leaders tell us that the states will work for the common good of their populace with common sense policies. But history bears witness that individual states have not always acted in good faith and used common sense policies to support the common good for all of its populace. Don't misunderstand me. I am all for efficiency and rooting out waste. But what the heck is going on with our nation's leaders on both sides of the aisle who allowed the idea and the creation of the Department of Government Efficiency without the input of Congress, congressional hearings, and congressional appointments? Excuse me, but what are our nation's leaders doing about DOGE? Why are congressmen and women stepping aside and doing nothing about DOGE? Is it because of the mob mentality of the supermajority? What are people waiting for? For the economy to tank? For the people to get laid off and unemployment benefits not to be available because of DOGE? We, the people, should be questioning the current actions of our leaders. Truth be told, DOGE's actions do not matter to you until they affect you directly. So when the layoffs come and unemployment peaks, what will we do then? What will our leaders do for us then? The damage to our nation's institutions, which are the backbone and bedrock of our national government, is being inflicted by DOGE. The executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branches are or appear to be compromised. For me, the dismantling of the United States of America's national and federal government, as well as its role on the world stage, has begun with the tampering of the three branches of government and the creation of the supermajority on either side of the aisle. What happened to principled leaders? What happened to the system of checks and balances that has guarded the Republic of the United States of America for almost 250 years? For me, there is a new world agenda present in the minds of many of our nation's leaders. For me, the agenda appears not to be centered on a world superpower, but rather on a global supreme power led by organized governments, which will use technology to attempt to regulate the world's resources and thus humanity as a whole. We the people must wake up, open our eyes and minds to the menacing threats that democracy is facing in the United States of America and around the world before it is too late. Our democracy was built on solid foundations, but foundations left to the elements and not reinforced nor protected will eventually crumble. The democratic principles which the United States of America was built upon are under attack from within and outside of its borders. We the people must look past the smoke and mirrors to see that the United States of America is being set up for failure by politicians on both sides of the aisle. There is something to be said about extreme views and actions on either side of government. For me, extremism hurts humanity. Once again, if this podcast has struck a chord with you and you would like to ask questions, respond to topics, or would like to offer support to this podcast, feel free to reach out to me. My email address is getitoffofyourchest@gmail.com. No spaces. My name is The Mediator. I can also be found on YouTube at TheMediator-5873. In closing, if this podcast is resonating with you, please share it with as many people as you can. Thank you.